From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. Millions of Americans have been locked up in the war on drugs. Despite the staggering death toll of the opioid crisis, the U.S. continues to treat drug use largely as a criminal issue. But as the Gulf States newsroom's Drew Hawkins reports, other countries like the Netherlands have taken a different approach.
Which one was using drugs? This one?
This one.
So this
openly gebruik.
Dutch police officer Bob Blankenzee is showing me his citation booklet, explaining what happens if someone is caught using drugs on the street instead of a place like a safe consumption room where it's allowed. In Amsterdam, it's considered a public nuisance, same as alcohol.
Is this like a ticket or like a summons?
No, this is from the government.
Okay.
And we kept this restriction for 24 hours of this area.
We're in Amsterdam's famous red light district. Bob is out on a daytime patrol. And with us is Mo Bakayan, a social worker with the city's health department known as the GGD. Mo uses his lived experience as a former addict to connect with people.
I'm not somebody who went to school and get a lot of certificates and education and to tell people what to do or how to. I tell them only what I experienced and how I dealt with it.
Dutch police work hand in hand with the health department. It's an approach that started during the country's heroin crisis in the 1980s and early 90s. While on patrol, we stop at safe consumption rooms and shelters. Bob waits outside while Mo checks in on people, like Alvin Miedema.
This is coke pipe, base coke pipe.
Crack pipe. But who said that is crack pipe? That is one pipe. I can also smoke hashish and of marijuana inside.
Alvin is originally from Curaçao, a former Dutch colony. He was living on the street and recently had a foot amputated because of his drug use. And he's got lung cancer. Mo helped him get a room at the shelter.
But now I'm here, and it's okay.
The red light district is calm and quiet during the day. By night, it's a whole different world. I'm following Bob as he patrols the area in plain clothes. His main targets are pickpockets, but we also come across a few people using drugs, like this man, smoking base coke, or crack as it's known in the U.S. Bob gives the man a 24-hour ban from the area. He says he knows in the U.S. he could have arrested him.
And here we try to manage it by light penalties and offer him then help. What do you need to get rid of this situation?
During the Dutch heroin crisis, the red light district looked a lot like parts of the U.S., cities like Portland or Los Angeles, with open drug use and people sleeping on the streets.
It was a little hopeless situation.
Margot Cohenrads is with the Netherlands National Narcotics Police in The Hague.
And then some clever people thought maybe we should do it in a different way.
That different way also includes harm reduction and treatment with medication for people who use drugs, including in prisons and jails. And the police focus on drug trafficking and production.
So in the Netherlands, we don't have a heroin problem anymore.
The Dutch system isn't perfect. Several people talked about harassment from police. And there are huge differences between what police in the Netherlands and police in the U.S. have to deal with.
We're not like the Netherlands, right? The Netherlands are the Netherlands.
Juan Cloy is chief of the police department in Macomb, Mississippi, a state where even a first-time drug possession charge can land you years in prison. Cloy says after locking people up as a street-level narcotics officer in Jackson, Mississippi, his views on drug laws changed.
It hasn't worked. All it does is take people from their family and friends.
Now as a police chief, he stopped arresting people for low-level drug offenses like possession, because he wants people to feel like they can call for help if they need it. Cloy says drug use is a public health issue, not a criminal justice one. But he says the way American culture views drugs is tough to change.
As long as we have a culture of separation, it's not me that's hurt, it's you attitude, then we're going to always have opioid epidemics, and it's still going to fall on law enforcement.
Across the country, more than a million people are arrested for drugs each year. And so far, it hasn't put an end to the opioid crisis. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Drew Hawkins.